And now a councillor's update from Andrea Powell and Sue Cooper. The councillor's grant scheme. Every year, each SODC councillor is able to award community grants from a total pot of £5,000 each. The scheme has now opened for the next round of applications with a closing date in December. We plan to coordinate our decision-making on this exercise so that we get the best value for money and are fair and transparent in how we allocate our respective 5,000 pots. Applications must be made through the SODC website, where they are first assessed to make sure they are eligible for this scheme. For more information and to check the rules for eligibility, please go to the South Oxon website on services and advice. This is a great way to boost funds for a local project or to purchase equipment for a community club or local association. 2020 and 21 budget preparations. The budgeting process begins this month and the council will begin drafting its new medium-term financial plan. The district, in common with councils across the country, is in difficult financial straits. Over the past 5 years, the council has been taking an average of £2 million per annum from usable reserves in order to balance its budget. At this rate, the usable reserves will last 7 years. David Turner, ward councillor for Chalgrove, deputy leader and cabinet member with responsibility for finance, and William Jacob, the council's chief financial officer, have asked for all cabinet members to work alongside heads of service to identify savings and potential ways of increasing income through fees and charges. New projects should seek external sources of funding. For example, the average council tax charge in Shire District Councils for a Band D property is £186, compared with SODC, which charges £181 for a Band D property. Local plan. Discussions are continuing with the Government and the Oxfordshire County Council on trying to save the housing infrastructure funds, which OCC need for new roads, bridges and cycle tracks in the Didcot area. Our argument is that this investment in infrastructure should have taken place before so many houses were built there, but we are now being expected to build even more houses in the district, 28,000 in total, in order to be able to claim these funds. Of course we need new houses, but not this many. Discussions have been constructive and the council will be hoping to make a final decision on the future direction for the local plan at its meeting in October. Keep in touch. We are here to represent you at a district level, so feel free to contact us if you have anything you would like to discuss. Our emails are andreapowell@southoxon.gov.uk and Sue Cooper at southoxon.gov.uk.